She is, that's why she's the leader, but she's a leader, you know, that is not gonna be, you know, she's not gonna be bossing you around, she's not gonna be, you know, she's not, you know, if, you know, I mean, this is the you know, somebody yells at her and she's gonna be like, she can just go, you know, you can't get this. You're not gonna get there. I'm not playing victim here. You know, I can deal with that. But there's more there than that. There's more there. There's a real power. There's a real sort of like you can turn that tide. Okay? Each one of you has to have that sense. All right. So.
Okay, do you want inner or outer first?
Inner,
which I did nothing about since last time, so maybe it's wrong. So my inner goal was to get visibly stronger. So I've lost a bunch of weight that literally just came off because I decided to start loving. I just wanted to eat right. And I just want to be strong. But I haven't done a thing. So that made me wonder if it was the right one. And I've done nothing. Yeah, meaning I've done nothing about it. I take 5-minute cold showers in the morning now. Mm-hmm. And I literally
have Kundalini.
Oh! Like, I want to like do martial arts. But I haven't done anything. So do I really want to do it?
That's
oh, the cold shower in the morning and
that's fucking morning. Hard. That cold shower.
That's Tony Robbins. Right? It's so good. Before you say, do you want to hear the other one?
Yeah.
Okay. And this one I never thought I would have, but it was really clear when you asked what we wanted. I want to be clear how my work that I'm doing now with families and addiction and energy medicine merge. Because I came here to get rid of my own trauma in my body. It had nothing to do with any other part of my life, and it was just all little separate, right? And all of a sudden, this past year, I'm using my intuition, I'm getting a strong sense of stuff, and I'm starting to see myself using, and it's scary. But last weekend, after the meditation on one of the night times, I sat up and I go, I want to do a Facebook Live with Reese, and I was like, I can't do that because that would be telling people about this. Like I posted yesterday to look for my client, and then I deleted it because I was like, people can't know that I'm doing that. That's just so weird. But I feel like they merge. I feel like I can't do that separate from this. But
right. Anyway,
so how about it?
Yeah, that's totally fine. And you know, it's like to me, the best healer, you know, one of the best healers out there is Carolyn Mace, right? And she's like, tell your story twice and get over yourself. That's it. That's her healing. She's like, if you can't do that, I can't help you with anything else. Because you're just falling back in the hole every time. And you're choosing to fall back in the hole every time. And so for you, you're ultimately, right now, you're actually modeling how do you discipline yourself, you know, to be stronger. And your stronger may have nothing to do with lifting weights. Okay? You know, you can get some coaching from Yvonne on that if you need that. But the
that's
same thing.
That's a good point, because I feel physically stronger, but I haven't worked out.
Yeah. So it means you can certainly, you know, have one of your classmates go to, you know, do kickboxing. Lisa loves to kickbox and does that sort of stuff. And that's like a, you know, it's really fun for her. She did lots of martial arts before, so that's a way to do it. But you could do that. You could do something like that, but do it with, you know, get a classmate to do something fun with you. How many people here could probably use a little kickboxing or something, or playing a game, you know, or doing that. It's like, how do you do that? Or even on breaks, on, you know, we always have punching pads here and gloves, you know, just every time you get a chance, hold a pad for somebody and say, come on, and then learn what it feels like to hold a pad and be hit and be like, come on, and bring it and be a pad holder, and then the other one's punching the pad, you know? I mean, you're going to do some work with the pads, I think, tomorrow or whatever, I don't know, but that'll be some fun. But that kind of thing is just like, you know, make it a game, make it fun for you, make it a discipline. Like, it's like being wild, being strong, being big enough to do anything you want to do. Because the thing is about people breaking addictions is that they don't think outside that box, right? They don't think they can do anything else because the addiction tells them everything that they can do. And so they use their will to get rid of it, which is why they had it to begin with, right? Rather than finding their core that never had an addiction to begin with. And so you're modeling, what's it like to totally be that powerful? And so in your brain, you're like, I gotta get stronger.
Well, it's not in my brain. That wasn't in my brain. Like, literally, all of a sudden, I was like, I wanna work out. Said Kate Duffy, never.
Right.
that's where I knew it came from inside, but I didn't do anything about it.
Right. But that's good. So working out more is fine, but doing it, you know, do something and connect, you know, with your platform. Find a way, because anything one of you wants to do, the other ones could benefit from. And it's going to help whatever their connection is as well. They may not need to work out, but they need the connection. They need to find something.
Well, if you play with me, you'll win.
I used to box. Sweet!